Since 2014, Russia continues its war against Ukraine, which started with the occupation of Crimea. Indigenous Crimean Tatars immediately became the main target for the persecutions. Now there are at least 218 Crimean political prisoners, 60% of them are Crimean Tatars. Even though Ukraine does not have control over Crimea, we do our best to support Crimean Tatars, Karaites and Krimchaks recognized as the indigenous peoples by the law initiated by President Zelensky. We support development of Crimean Tatar language and culture. Recently, the monument for the victims of the deportation of Crimean Tatars was opened in Kyiv to mark the 80th anniversary of genocide committed by the Stalin regime and to remind about the crimes committed by Moscow now. The Crimean platform is important international tools for forcing Russia to deoccupy Crimea. And it is due to the efforts of our international partners, but mainly Ukrainian leadership and army. Recently, two Crimean political prisoners were released, Nariman Jalal, representative of Crimean Tatar Majlis, and Lenia Umerova. As long as Ukraine does not control Crimea, Russia will proceed with the crimes against indigenous peoples. We need global support, as only the liberated Crimea within Ukraine can guarantee human rights for all.